You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Psychic Paths with Suzanne Marie. Live from PsychicPaths.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Psychic Pat
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, welcome to A1R Psychic Radio. I'm Suzanne Marie from Psychic Paths, and I'm here to do some really good readings. And so I hope that people are calling in and I can give you some readings tonight. I am a clairvoyant and a light trance medium, which means I see past, present, and future, and I talk to past loved ones. And I just want to say I appreciate all of the support of my listeners and my callers, sincerely so. So I will be here trying to do some good readings tonight, and I hope you enjoy the show and we enjoy the show. So, welcome. I am dealing with Minnesota winter coming, so I'm all kind of bulked up, but, it'll be a breeze. I was born and raised here. It'll be somewhere between 50 below zero and whatever, you stop your breath. So, but we're used to it. We'll get through it. It's just the first month or so of November and December that we get really kind of sad. So, yes, I hope that we get some good callers. And this time of the year reminds me that we should be doing a lot of loving ourselves. I know I say love one another and be kind, but that also has to do with you. So I hope that anyone listening does extra care and intentional extra treats for you, whatever it is, because we need that on a continuing basis too, especially we people who give out. We need to fill our bucket, as my mother used to call it. Fill our buckets back up with things that make us feel good. So whatever those are, love yourself. You're precious. You're wonderful. And you are a part of the divine creator. Everything that the creator is inside of you. So just go ahead and do that. I hope that you can feel loved and feel safe. And the number one person, Catherine from Denver, Colorado. Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm well, how are you?
Doing good. What can I help with tonight?
I'd like to know about my love life.
Okay. Hang on a minute. Let me see what Spirit shows me. For some reason, I'm picking up a lot of static, or there's been an issue. There's an anger issue. Am I resonating with you? maybe this is a past relationship. But it feels like a lot of hurt and pain.
Okay.
Is that what you've dealt with?
It's been a great relationship. It's just in the last 24 hours had some discord. But it's been good up until then.
Is the anger going on now? And there's a friction or a static that I'm getting?
Static.
Static. Okay. Hang on a second. So, it's almost like the person that you're in a relationship with is, how do I put it? It's almost like something happened, or maybe nothing happened, but he feels like lost. There's a lost feeling or a confused feeling.
Yeah.
He doesn't have hope for whatever he's going through.
How can I help him fix that?
I think by being supportive of what he's going through. Without having to sacrifice yourself, not to do too much, but to be there for him. Excuse me. It feels like he needs to go through this, and I think he knows that there's a higher purpose for him going through this right now, but it has no bearing on you. Do you know what I mean? I don't think he's confused about you. I think he loves you. But it's almost like life hit him hard. Then he has to recalibrate himself. And it feels like he needs hope. And I think as he goes through this, it's kind of like what I call the long night of the soul. But he will get through this and he will be stronger for it.
You see us having a future together in the long term.
I do. And that's because, I kind of sense you have a soul connection.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like there's a purpose to your relationship and you two being together.
We have things to learn from each other.
Absolutely. And I feel like you've been through the long night of soul. I have a feeling that you know what it feels like to be him right now, that losing hope and having to gain hope. So I think you're the right person.
Help provide hope for him?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's going to be in your way. But Spirit says he needs space. He needs a lot of space. And that's the friction, because he's not sure of himself, which makes him not sure of anyone else. And if you're going to tell him something, have information to back it up. whatever it may be, the advice, you know, because it just seems like he's confused. He doesn't have a whole lot of things thought-wise or feeling-wise that are staying steady. But I feel like you guys have had many lives together, and I think you both know that there's a deeper reason for you guys to be together right now. And it's not just learning and growing. It's also like there's a solid feeling between the two of you, like you know each other. But this right now, this will pass, but he needs to go through it. Absolutely. I just feel like he needs space, a lot of space. Like he thinks, or he feels, let's say feels, he feels like if he's alone, he can figure things out. And other people feel like noise to him, or just more energy that he doesn't know what to deal with. Does that make sense?
Yes. And what do you think is the best guess of the time frame for when you start to get his head on straight again?
I think he will be a lot better in about 3 months. It's going to be a long haul. And that's because I feel like at some certain point, he's going to need more people. He's going to need to talk about what's going on, even though he can't right now. So it would be good for you to be there so that he can start letting it out. Because once he lets it out, it won't feel so confusing. Holding it in at a certain point will make him more confused. I feel like the one thing that you should tell him is he's not alone with it. Everybody goes through this situation, but just to let him know that it's a normal situation and a lot of people go through this situation. It's to make him a better person for himself.
Well, thank you so much. You've been such a blessing for me tonight.
Thank you, and thank you for calling. Please have a good night.
You too. Take care. Blessings to you, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
So I'm going to sit here and wait for another caller. This seems to be there's a lot. It may have been the new moon in Scorpio, but there's a whole lot of people who are transforming themselves, going through different emotions and different awakenings of what they want to be, who they can be, and letting go everything that doesn't serve them anymore. But it's a hard process. It can be a very hard process because change is difficult. Change is wonderful in the end, but change is awfully hard. It's a painful process. Adriana from Virginia?
Yes.
Hello? Hi.
Hi, how are you?
How are you tonight?
I'm so
doing good.
Awesome.
What can I help with tonight?
I just wanted a general reading. Like, I have a lot of things going on, and I was just seeing how the universe will maybe work in my favor.
Yes. Okay, hang on a second. Let me see what Spirit says. Okay, so what Spirit says about you, because I focused on you, it seems like there's things frustrating you and there's decisions you need to make but you've lost some joy or some happiness. It's yeah. like you're going through the motions and the days and daily life, but there's a real part of you that's lost your joy.
Right.
And it's catching up with you. It's really catching up with you because at a certain point, what used to make you happy, say like family and friends or whatever, they're irritating you and frustrating you. Maybe not in a big way, but it's almost like you'd rather be alone. So you really need to figure out ways to find your joy. I hope that you have time to do that. Spirit tells me that you got like a lot of fingers in different pots. So I hope that you can find time to remember what joy was. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I sure do.
I think the first things you should do is make a list of things to do every day that are for you. Just you. Okay. Not the family. Like go out and buy, you know, bubble bath or light candles. Do things to nurture yourself. You know, every day think of something. Even if it's a walk outside around the block. Anything. I'm throwing these out, but I really want you to find the things that make you happy that are the simple things.
Okay.
Do you have a puppy?
No.
I'm seeing a puppy. Is there someone that's close to you that's got a puppy?
Yeah.
I keep seeing a puppy. I just seen it. I'm a seer, so I'm looking through and seeing things. So, I'm seeing what else. So have you been praying or doing things that are a little more spiritual fulfilling, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because yeah, Spirit recognizes that. Spirit recognizes that and appreciates that. They hear you. They hear you and they appreciate you giving that time. Even though the things that are going on are not too joyful, I feel like when you talk or pray in spirit, you feel gratitude.
Right.
And that's a big bang. That's a very big magnet for blessings and appreciation from spirit. So I wouldn't be too surprised if something good, really good, happens to you in the next few months. Because gratitude opens doors. And they're telling me that you're a very good person with that. So can you tell me a little bit about the tears? Because I feel tears. It's not like you're bawling, but something's giving you real sadness.
2 days ago. So it's brought me some sadness. Did you hear me?
We were surrounded. I didn't hear all of it.
Friend,
what happened? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't be able to speak to your friend because it's been so soon since the passing. But maybe another reader on A1R could, or you could come back and check with me in about 3 to 6 months because the passing is so fresh. And I am very, very sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
There is a peace to it. And I'm not sure where that's coming from, but there's a peace.
Right.
So yeah, if you could come back or ask another reader, that would be wonderful.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you would like to ask?
No, ma'am. I just appreciate your time and thank you for your gift and your ability.
Thank you so much. That does mean the world to me. I do see good things happening to you. And spirit is with you. Angels are with you. You're going to be okay. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Calling.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay. So we ended a little early. I don't know. I'm kind of in a speed reading mode. But I do wanna pull a card and see what the rest of the week will bring us. So let me just go ahead. It is the wisdom of the oracle. And we will see what spirit says for all of us with this week coming up. I think there's a lot of transformations, a lot of change, a lot of personal growth, and it's frustrating and it's hard to change, especially things that are comfortable for us that still need to be changed. So let me see. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to show you the card, and it's the fates, and it's destiny, and change is happening, and change is good. I just love these cards. I love them because they're direct and to the point. So we're all going to have to put our faith into destiny, our own destiny. It doesn't mean go with the flow to the point of just floating. Drive the bus. You're in control, but that change does need to happen, and it's for our betterment. It doesn't feel like it, but it's for our benefit. So, yeah. Thank you once again for calling and listening. And I'm at psychicpass.com, and psychic-paths.com now. Come visit me on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, psychic-paths.com. So, boy, I hope that everything is okay with everyone tonight listening. And I hope you're all feeling loved and safe. And I do wish that you all were kind to one another as well as yourself. But let's take this week and love ourselves extra, extra this week, so that next week we'll have our barrels filled up and we will feel able to cope with the changes and the transformations and the difficult transformations. So stay tuned to A1R for the rest of the night. We have some great readers still to come. And I want to thank Chris Roman for being my sponsor. And I want to say a big hello to everyone in Sock Center, Minnesota, and especially Barb at Heaven and Earth Essentials for helping me and supporting me through all of this, the work that I do, the love that she gives me is just great. So with that, I just want to say, have a good week. Continue to be good to yourself and others. And I will see you next week. Bye-bye.